Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Victor Marks, a friend of mine and a spiritual mentor, joins us to talk about his pedophile hunter fund and also how widespread is child rape in America. Some pretty heavy topics, but I think you need to listen to this episode. Text it to your friends. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. You can support Victor Marks at victormarks.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. It's freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody, very special hour we have in store with my good friend and mentor, someone who I really consider a spiritual mentor, Victor Marks. Victor,
great.
How you doing?
Good to be here.
Victor is one of the great Americans out there, and Victor has a ministry, All Things Possible,
yep.
ATP, where I think one of the best ways to summarize what you do is you deliver people from bondage.
Yeah.
Through Jesus Christ to freedom.
Yes.
But you also deliver children mm-hmm. who are being sex trafficked. You find pedophiles, and you hold them accountable.
Yes.
So, Victor, tell us a little bit about your story. We've had you on before, but reintroduce yourself to the audience. And there's lots to talk about. This is a huge topic happening in the country right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I'm glad the conversation has increased lately.
It really has.
Yeah, so, you know, the easiest way to say for people to understand what we do is we set captives free physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We focus on children and women. I think people best learned of us when we were rescuing and recovering women and children from ISIS. And these last 8 years, we grew in our reach and effectiveness to Southeast Asia, South America. But, you know, we had to start focusing right here on the U.S. because of the increase of what I would call pedophilia activity.
Have you seen an increase in the last 5 years, 2 years in particular?
Yes. I mean, starting from COVID, it exponentially keeps going up, and specifically through the internet. Hmm. I don't think people realize the full wickedness of how much, now we'll say child porn, but the correct terminology is CSAM. Which is child sexual abuse material.
Because they are being raped. There's no consent with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an act of rape.
Exactly. And, you know, it's, and I'll give people kind of a bird's eye view. I think last year, 33 million images or videos were transferred on the internet or the dark web of child porn. Right here in the U.S. And people think, well, if you find out about it, won't they just arrest them? Well, there was just a little over 300 convictions. It's
how many people do you think are involved in 33 million images?
Oh, millions.
So 2 to 3 million.
Yeah.
If you say that there's then 30 images per person, yeah. That's probably fair. Right?
Yeah, I would say that people need to understand every company you work for, every church you attend, that there's someone that struggles with child porn.
Because we like to think of it as just isolated, not in my neighborhood, not my community.
Yep.
We the way that it's framed, it's a 1 in 100,000 person phenomenon. Yeah. You're saying it's more like 1 in 250.
Yeah. It is beyond what people can imagine. And, you know, through our social media, I keep posting. I'm so sick of posting pastors and judges and businessmen that are busted for child abuse. I mean, it's beyond what people can imagine. That's the thing. We have to move from the white van snatching up a kid and realize that the abuse is happening in homes all across America. And oftentimes it's, well, it's like a pimp once said. He appreciates the dads and the stepdads and the uncles for preparing the girls.
So one of the theories I have, Victor, as to why we're seeing an increase in the consumption of child rape videos and images. That's the way I frame it against child rape.
That is it.
Is because pornography always requires more and just fringier, right?
Yes.
So you have young men that have been addicted to pornography since the age of 18 or 20.
Right.
And eventually they become 30 or 35 and they're desiring more and more and more, or more dangerous or more risky.
Right.
Do you think that plays into it?
I do.
I'm sure there's other explanations.
Well, I would say you're spot on, because the biggest consumers right now are the fastest growing age bracket is young men in their 20s.
And of child rape.
Of video. Child rape videos.
Wow.
Because remember, the porn industry focused on young kids.
Yes.
They always have.
Yes.
It wasn't the old guys. It was young kids. And now those kids would be desensitized starting at 8, 9, 10 years old. They're looking at regular porn. But again, like you said, it requires more. Now they're in their 20s. And, you know, forces of darkness will always give them the opportunity. And it's so easy. And the one thing people must understand, it never stops at images. It progresses to where pedophiles need and want an actual child.
And so that's an important point. So you see it go through steps.
Yes.
That it just doesn't wake up one day and some person is raping a person. They're first watching material of a child being raped.
Yes. I've never dealt with a pedophile that's been caught, captured, or prosecuted that never, ever had any type of non-porn in his background. And certainly, like, no child porn. It is a progression, and it is always part of it. And that's actually how we catch many.
And some people, it might start with a struggle or an addiction to adult pornography.
Yes.
And then they might start getting into weirder and more evil and perverse and profane stuff.
Right.
So there's been, let me just ask you a macro question. The state of Texas and Utah have said, hey, we want to try to get age verification in, so you have to prove you're 18 to use pornography.
Right.
That won't solve the macro problem, but it's probably, if that was successful, at least a good attempt, correct?
Yes.
To prevent a 12-year-old from accessing this material.
Right.
Does your research show that if we can prevent the younger from accessing this material?
Yeah. Something is better than nothing, including what we have. And legislation is part of what we do to try to get things passed so that, one, we need enforceable laws. Two, we need more funding through our agencies to actually do this. It's so overwhelming. It's equal to a tsunami, not just little waves come in. It is a tsunami that's coming, and it's earthquakes that have hit already the foundation and the moral fiber of our nation, which weakens all of us, and it's dangerous.
The media makes it seem like this is so rare and on the fringes. What percentage of, let's just take Republican conservative leaders,
right,
are some Republican and conservative leaders engaged in this sort of activity, do you think?
I would say this. Regarding alcoholism, is there any group, political, religious, or business class or social standing that it doesn't affect?
No, alcoholism knows no party lines.
And
Republicans drink like Democrats.
And I'd say it is the same with pedophilia and child porn.
So you think some of our leaders are engaged in the consumption of this material and the behavior of it?
1,000%, which would also explain why we haven't done a lot of things that should be done to protect children, because they're easily blackmailed. And this isn't movie stuff. This is the reality, because we understand what's done. Epstein Island is a great, you know,
piece of evidence.
Piece of evidence,
but it's not the whole story.
No, no. And again, it's often like a flashbang. Look at that. Look at that.
Yep.
But it's happening in everybody's hometown. And everybody, I mean, I was just in Tennessee, and that was one of the best, biggest sting operations in the most conservative states.
What happened?
A bunch of kids were found. A bunch of people were busted for child pornography and child abuse.
Wow. Mm. It knows no party lines. Victor, website?
Yeah, victormarks.com. And if they want to help us with what we do, go victormarks.com/PHF, which stands for the Pedophile Hunter Fund.
The Pedophile Hunter Fund. And Victor and I have some private conversations. I want to let you know, they just rescued a young lady. I don't know how public this is. I'll talk in broad generalities. But Victor and his team just rescued a young lady who was groomed, who was abused, and brought her to safety and restoration. And so really great stuff there. And so it's victormarks.com/PHF.
Do you get the feeling that something bad is going to happen soon? Well, I do. But between the distractions and smokescreens in the media, we probably won't see it coming. That's why it's smart to invest in emergency food right away. As they say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to my website, preparewithkirk.com, and you'll save $200 on your three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious meals, offering 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. Stock up before panic sets in. Free shipping is automatic, and your order ships fast. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. You are 9 meals away from collapse and anarchy. Go to preparewithkirk.com. Free shipping is automatic, and your order ships fast. 2,000 calories every day. Check it out. Excellent company. preparewithkirk.com.
So let's kind of talk about one wrinkle of this, Victor. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
You say here, every gift at victormarks.com/PHF allows us to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to set captives free. Talk about the spiritual battle here.
Well, the spiritual aspect of this is the only thing that makes sense of such perversion and such evil being done against children, right? And Jesus, he clearly said it's better for a man to have a millstone tied around his neck.
I mean, cats, touch a little one.
Yeah, don't mess with kids. So we feel like that's part of our calling in the ministry of what we do is to help protect children. And you do that by, you know, identifying those who are abusing them, those who are producing horrific materials and selling it, and those that are consuming it. So now, whereas we are aggressive in our approach to hunt pedophiles and stop them, we're also not without that spiritual sense of, man, these people need prayer. You know, I had one of the nation's top detectives in this area of child abuse say, Victor, we cannot arrest our way out of this. The problem's too big. He goes, I know that you help identify people who struggle with demonic influences. And he goes, you've got to pray for hundreds of thousands of people that are struggling. So I know there's people who are samplers, strugglers, and those people who are addicted. And typically those people who are addicted are actually producing. They've gone, there's hands on kids. But people who are just like struggling, or maybe we'll pray for them. We're going to set up a hotline where people can call in anonymously, and we'll just pray for people to be set free from demonic influences driving them to this addiction. And we already have one course that people can get through Turning Point Faith, TPS USA Faith, which is restored, and that helps people struggling with porn. And again, that's...
I love that.
Yeah, that's kind of the gateway drug.
No, and I mean, and I've talked about it on my program. You know, as a young man, I struggled with it. Thank goodness I broke free
of course,
it.
Yeah.
But we need to be more open about how poisonous it is and how toxic it is. And not to be legalistic about it.
No.
But there's no redeemable value at all. Zero. It will destroy your life.
And I'd encourage the ladies listening to this, don't start a OnlyFans account.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, no, you know what? My thoughts on that is all that is prostitution. and you can do it without a pimp. So these counter sex trafficking organizations that focus on girls prostituting themselves, one, it's going to be a thing of the past, in my opinion, because they're legalizing prostitution. And second, most of these girls are choosing, just like OnlyFans, to prostitute themselves. And I want, you know, women to understand that, listen, this lowers your value as a girl, a value for someone who would want to marry.
So some of our older listeners might not know what we're talking about.
Right.
So there's a phenomenon over the last couple of years of a website called OnlyFans.com, which essentially is you create an account and you, by paying only, can people, mostly men, pay you $5 a month or $10 a month or $15 a month to see naked pictures of you.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, and it can go further, but yes, basically, yes. You know.
How OnlyFans.com has not been in massive lawsuits yet is really beyond me, but it's probably coming. But this is not a little thing. I'm told that this is widespread with young girls in college. That
absolutely, this is, and they're not making small amounts of money.
They're making 20 or 30 grand a month.
Yes. I talked to one gal and I said, you know, tell me what's the hardest part about this. She goes, I didn't come from an abusive background. She goes, I was in college. I just use this as a way to make money. But you lower yourself, your value to where you're going to do stuff on video to get paid. And it is prostitution. And I said, look, what's the hardest part? You know what she said? After doing this and being very successful, she goes, every day when I turn the camera on, I struggle with rejection because I still get rejected. And I thought, wow, if that's not someone's soul speaking. And so I would just encourage gals, don't be pulled into this. And it's also, believe me, traffickers and look, and they canvas those sites to see who's going to be an easy, you know, snatch from this. But this all really, again, continues to funnel down to child porn, kids being raped and abused.
Yeah, and they're sexual drug dealers, because then they're then sending out
completely
drugs for money, which is images of themselves that will hurt men. There's no redeemable value. There's nothing virtuous about for cash. They might as well just go deal heroin on the side of the street. It's the same thing. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. There's a battle for our nation going on right now. The question is, who will lead it? Get answers at the Real Life Network televises the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, September 15th and 16th, with former President Donald J. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, discussing what it will take for America to get back to greatness, along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Kibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based family entertainment and new shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, a free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15th and 16th, available at reallifenetwork.com, or download the app for free right now. That is reallifenetwork.com, or download the app reallifenetwork.com. So this OnlyFans phenomenon, I just always wonder, why do their parents allow these young ladies to do this? I guess it's because they're adults and they do what they want. It's remarkable.
Well, I think oftentimes the parents come from a background where they've lowered their moral standards. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the moms are living through their own daughters. It becomes issues of morality when the family disintegrated. And, you know, I'm telling you, this is a very intentional spiritual attack to destroy the family. The father's out of the house. The mom doesn't care. And kids are left to do whatever they want. So it makes them targets. And OnlyFans is a very good example of that. And what's sad is, again, this tends to funnel its way down to child porn or child sexual abuse images. And it's being viewed by millions right here in the U.S. And remember, it never stops just at that. So that's why we formed my organization, a task force.
Talk about some of the stories, Victor, because You know, you've been around for a while. You have a movie, The Victor Marks Story, yep. right? It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, you have some YouTube videos that have like 15 million views of you disarming guns.
Yes.
They're really cool. So they go back like 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's been amazing how God has used some skill sets that we have to put us in a position we are.
You got to teach me that stuff.
Easy day. I will.
Yeah, I need it.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we, again, recovering and rescue kids from ISIS made people understand that we were living out our faith in a different way. And then Southeast Asia, and now we're here in the U.S., growing the organization to continue to help law enforcement do what they need to do. But what people need to understand, they're often undertrained, certainly underfunded, and overwhelmed with other crimes. And believe it or not, child abuse cases or child porn, it gets pushed way down. So our team now is we're developing and we're starting a pilot program first in the state of California, because we're going to prove that we can get pedophiles and people who are looking at child porn and then present these packages to law enforcement and DAs for prosecution.
VictorMarks.com/PHF. Now, I got in a little bit, not a debate, but somebody, I was at a dinner recently. I told him, I said, look, this is just, it's tough to get government to act on this. And somebody said, oh, it's because they're all pedophiles too. I said, wait, hold on. And I think, Victor, you'd agree with this. I don't know if they all have the stomach to go through the evidence sometimes.
Oh, no.
If they were to be one excuse that I would kind of almost sympathize with, let's pretend you're a local DA or prosecutor, and you could decide to go, you know, try a bunch of DUIs.
Yep.
And, you know, ballistic stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's gruesome, but it's not going to... Or you have a pile of child rape material.
Yeah.
They don't want to go through that.
No.
Talk about that, Victor. That's a real thing.
It is real. And I mean, remember, even in law enforcement, crimes against children is the most heinous thing. Even above murders and, you know, you can develop a dark sense of humor about people killing each other and crazy stuff and gang activity and drugs.
There's no dark sense of humor.
There is none.
And if you have it, you're a sick person.
Yeah, it affects your soul. So the other thing is people need to understand it's such an enormous problem. And there are people in certain aspects of our government in leadership positions that I absolutely believe and know struggle with child porn. So therefore, there may be blackmail material against them. That's why they don't want to step up and support or fund. But there are amazing people. I mean, amazing people in every agency we've ever worked with and assisted that love going after pedophiles, that love protecting children.
So there's just some people that are cut and they say, no matter what evidence I have to look through, I'm going to remain strong. That's a calling.
It is a calling for sure. Otherwise, you know, you'll get wrapped around an axle really quick.
There are some people that kill themselves actually after going through this stuff.
Completely.
Is that correct?
It is. I mean, the suicide rate is high among just
the child exploitation police units.
It's tough. Drug abuse, broken marriages, and actually deaths when people retire just because of the stress.
Imagine you come home and say, honey, how was your day? Oh, I spent 7 hours going through child rape videos to try to prosecute a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like that does something to you. Like I don't care who you are.
Yeah, no. It is that's why you have to protect your heart. And that's one of the things we help do is we encourage.
Talk about how you do that.
Well, you know, again, as a ministry, we come alongside and help those who are on the front lines because we're with them in this battle and fight. And, you know, we pray for law enforcement officers. We pray for, you know, even first responders who are on scene recovering children who've been abused. I mean, there was a case where a dad was live streaming him abusing his child, and the mother didn't even know. So the IP address and the techniques were used to find this guy, and when they busted in, horrible. I've dealt with kids who were locked in cages for so long that their backs slumped. And the fathers were abusing them or selling them right here in the U.S. And I know parents who have pimped their children out. And I'll tell you, you must pray for those people in these positions. And, I, you know, people contact us all the time. How can we help? I said, well, one, help support the Pedophile Hunter Fund, because this is money going directly to the need to protect children and go after bad guys. Next, pray for your local law enforcement. There's always a little task force or a couple of guys or one person trying to pray for your area and pray for them, because that makes a difference. Ultimately, it is a battle between good and evil.
It's absolutely a battle of good versus evil, and it's unfolding every single day. And so, you know, as you try to prepare people for this, I'm sure you also find profiles of abusers. So do you find that if somebody is abusing a child physically, they're also probably abusing them sexually? Is that, do those usually are tied together?
Well, I would say the trend it is in sexual abuse material that's being, there's a trend now where the adult will abuse the kid physically before abusing them sexually. And those are images that I can't get out of my mind, and it's, you know, it's horrific. So it's compounding it from abuse to, I mean, like, this one mother just kept stomping on her child's head, and the little girl keeps crying, please, no more, please, no more. And it just, that's what these pedophiles want to see, a child abused before they get sexually abused. And it's evil. It's demonic. And that's why we won't stop going after it. And people ask me, Victor, why would you do this? Why would you be involved? Well, because I was a kid that suffered. I was a kid that suffered at the hands of a pedophile and was tortured and left for dead. And God saved me. He healed me. He restored me. And then he gave me this calling to be the man that I wish would have been there for me. But now he's allowing me, wow, in the ways that only he can, to be there for tens of thousands of children.
So there have been tens of thousands of kids that have come across the southern border. Have you seen evidence that they are then being used for pedophilic type activity? How commonplace is sex slavery in the country?
It's more common than people could imagine in every town. In every town, it looks different. It's not always the van pulling up, but in regards to the border, I actually will post tonight video footage of me and my team at the border with night vision, recording guys dragging children in order for them to get across the border, because that's what the administration had made as a prerequisite. If you bring a child in, you're in for free. But these are kids that they either kill the parents or bought the kids, and they're bringing them across to get in, but then they will use them for sexual abuse often in cases, not to mention 85,000 children that were processed into our system and then placed somewhere, but the system currently allows only one checkup visit. So tell me, Charlie, how in the world can we give any type of good care to a child, unaccompanied minor, who comes into the U.S., and then gets placed somewhere? And believe me, it's as sketchy as you could possibly think. And we are praying about helping find those kids. And we need people to pray for us, wow, as we look at that option.
It's victormarks.com/PHF. I got that right?
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
So Victor, you had a very difficult upbringing, but Jesus set you free. For those in the audience that do not know the Lord and have not given Jesus, given their life to Jesus, tell us why they should.
Well, more of the question is, why shouldn't they? I mean, he's the one that offers hope and life after death. He offers forgiveness of our sins or things we've done wrong during this life. And he's able to restore and redeem what the worst the evil one has done in this world. And most people are so bitter. Most people are so, you know, I was recently on the Sean Ryan show, and he asked me a question. He goes, Victor, where was God when you were being abused as a kid? Honest question.
That's a good question.
Really good question. And many of your listeners, now they're tuned in at a different level because it's hitting them personally, because they're relating to bad things that have happened to them.
Or just, Holocaust.
Yeah. It's like, where is God? And I can tell you personally, when I was going through counseling and healing, I had a counselor ask me the same question. Victor, where was the Lord when you were being abused and beat as a kid? And it took me 2 years to have the courage by myself to inquire of the Lord with that, because I set up this thing in my mind. Well, he was helping other children and more desperate children. And that's just the way it is. But when I got alone 2 years after this question was posed to me, and from my heart, I asked the Lord, where were you? I'm telling folks, listen to me. I had a vision in that instant, and I could see myself in the bedroom where my stepfather would beat me or abuse me, and I saw exactly what was happening. I could see the carpet, the windows. I saw him with a beer in his hand, a belt wrapped around his hand, me laying flat on the bed, getting ready to get beat. And all of a sudden, I mean, I could feel the anxiety of the moment, and then I said, where's the Lord? And then he shows up. I see him. He's actually standing right next to my stepfather. And instantly I think, touch his heart, kill him, stop him from about to beat me and abuse me. But that wouldn't have been what really happened when I was a kid. The next thing that happened changed my life forever, changed my understanding of who God is, who Jesus is. And right before my stepfather, drunk, smelly, was rearing back to hit me as I'm laid out, stretched out, because he would hit you and he'd wait for your body that's tense to relax, and then he'd hit you again and he'd wait. It was torturous in the way he did it. What happened that changed my life is Jesus, he stepped in front of my stepfather, his back to him, facing me, and then he gently placed his body on top of mine. And the moment I got hit, Jesus took the hit with me. He took this savage beating with me so that I could survive. And there's a scripture that says, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that he is acquainted with grief and understanding, and he enters our suffering. And when I saw that, I realized he wasn't absent, but he was actually there, and he loved me enough to be with me. Did he cause that? No. He gives man free will. He doesn't cause evil to happen to kids, but he redeems it. And sure enough, he redeemed it. And that's why I can trust my life with him.
Yeah, and when some people say, well, where was God with this? First, I lose faith in humanity, not in God, when I see evil.
Right.
I don't have faith in humanity.
Right.
I have faith in God. Big difference.
Big. The heart is desperately wicked.
Amen. That's why we need Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I want to read this email really quick, Victor. Good afternoon, Charlie and team. Thank you for having Jack Hibbs on the show. You guys told us to go to this Jack Just Church event. Long story short, I attended the event. I gave my life to the Lord on 9/8/23, committed my life to Christ, recognized I need to keep my eyes on the Lord. I'm beyond blessed and just felt like I needed to reach out and say, thank you guys for using your platform to talk about God and inform your audience of Christ events, like Christian events, just like Just Church. Keep fighting the good fight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you, Carmen. That's what it's all about, right?
It is ultimately the end of the day. No one leaves here without dying. And Jesus
is... That's the one thing we all have in common.
Yeah, certainly. He's the assurance of our salvation, and he's someone you can trust.
Amen. Victor Marks, everybody. VictorMarks.com/PHF. Chip in if you can. He does a wonderful job. He works his tail off. His whole team does. They have experts, detectives, former law enforcement. And I can tell you, I've seen these stories of these young ladies they rescue and they restore, and the pedophiles that they hold accountable. We need to multiply his ministry. So chip in if you can. VictorMarks.com/PHF. Okay, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Victor, thank you again. God bless you.
It was great to be here.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.